start preparing for watch night. We have good meat tomorrow. They possibly have stocked their fridge. But one person who has demonic influence, somebody who does not want to die alone, pack them together. I want you to thank God for your life. Me and mommy were praying this afternoon, and we're just thanking God. I'm here. I want you to beg me, all of you for watching. In fact, you will bring the enemy to your house. You leave her alone in the kitchen and you go so that she can do. But in all this, God preserve you. I was telling her, I said, even some water put it there. So I want us to thank God that me not do it in 2025. He was told something in 2024. He was told something like you're trying to beat me. You still have the strength and the power to preserve me. I want us to appreciate this God. Just lift up. Just thank him. If you need to sing to him, just sing to him. Just appreciate this good God. Tell him how awesome he is, how beautiful he is. Just give him praise, give him glory, give him praise, give him glory. Oh, Lord. Good God this night. Give him praise tonight. Give him glory. Worship him with your voice. Sing to him, oh God. Just appreciate him for who he is. Just give him glory. Give him glory tonight. Give him glory tonight. He's God by himself. Lord, we worship you. Jehovah, we worship you. We adore you. Makumbre degedegedegede. La botolinda koshogede. Le botonde brada koshelegede. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Mangande kotobregegede. Lord, we worship, we adore you. Lord, we worship, we adore you. Baba, we worship, we adore you. We give you praise, oh God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for the year I was born. I thank you as I was growing up. I thank you for last year. Lord, that you preserve my life. You preserve my life. Oh God, you preserve my children. You preserve my spouse. Lord, I say thank you. Baba, I say thank you. I like by where I am ashamed. Agbani like by time I'm ashamed. Mo yin o luwa. Mo fogo foru kore uluwa. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. 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 I worship, I adore you. I worship, I adore you. I worship, I adore you. Lord, there is none like unto thee, Lord. There is none to compare to you. Lord, we worship you. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. I want you to thank God for preserving your life through this harsh weather. You know, when it was summer, we were all complaining it's too hot. It is now cold. It is too cold. I entered the car today. I've not used that car for a few days. And then I discovered that the ice already covered it. I have to put some water and then. I want you to thank God. In all this, you are not sick. Eh? Some people, they will be in and out of hospital. Who was I thanking God with last week? It was somebody, I can't remember. He said, I thank God that I'm no more prone to hospital. That before, it's in and out. But God, just by mercy, preserve you. You know, I want to be sick. Some people have, they feel pompous. Me, I don't feel sick. I'm always strong. I'm always this. And they talk about it like if they say they know how to do it. I want us to thank God. The God that preserves you. The God that protects you. Just appreciate this good God this night. Appreciate this good God this night. Appreciate this God good night. Just appreciate this good God tonight. Appreciate him tonight. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Yes, Lord, we adore you. We adore you. We glorify your holy name. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Now, our theme is this pattern must stop. I cannot afford to repeat the mistake of the past. Pattern must stop. We are going to pray one prayer. As I was coming out of the office, the prayer point comes to me, and I went back and typed it out. You are going to, whoever has taken your word and is using your word against you, you know, maybe you are just joking, you just said something. Or maybe you are just angry and you just said something. And somebody lay hand on it. This is what he said, this is what you are going to pray. Yoba soroko. Sorry, I don't know whether Anita can understand that. Yoba ni enu elede lo ngbe abi. You are going to pray. Whoever has heard my word against me, oh God, that can neutralize it in their mind, they will not be able to use my word against me anymore. Just pray for yourself. Anyone who is using my word against me, anyone who is using what I have said, anyone who is this is what he said, and I will fight him with it. Lord, my Father, I pray you will neutralize it from their mouth, Lord. 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 Ikoshali, brother. Neutralize it for their mind, Lord. Neutralize it from their mind, Lord. Maroto Leto Manda pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Maronta any word that anybody is using, that anybody has used, in Jesus' name we pray. You are going to pray for the power that diverted my parent to failure. It's not that they want to fail you. Something just made them do well. Sir, something just made. I was talking to one boy, was it this morning? And they called me and I was advising him. And he was saying, why will my brother, why will them not gather and contribute to raise me up? I now ask him, who stopped you from school? It's an illiterate boy. His dad is well educated. His dad sent everybody to school. When he was being sent to school, he said he's not going. He said he's not going. It was next, that was the when snooker just came. You see, the one they use stick. That was the one. If we leave school, go and be playing snooker all around. Now he's married. He's now wanting everybody. And I said, nobody owe you anything. I said, the only situation where they owe you something is, let's say they stop you. I said, you go and be working so that you can sponsor your brothers and sisters to school. Then they owe you. But if that is not, they don't owe you. Now, that man, we have children. Abi, he already have children. Now, where the trouble comes is one of the sons enter poly. He cannot afford to pay. So he's now fighting everybody. And somebody said, can you talk to him? And I told him the truth. Hallelujah. Nobody owe you anything. You are going to cry to God. The power that diverted my parent to failure, I refuse to be diverted to failure. I refuse to repeat the mistake of my father. I refuse to repeat the mistake of my mother. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. What made my father to go and marry multiple wives is one of the problems I'm suffering. What made my mother to go and marry and become second or third wife? That may be the mistake I am struggling with. Pray for yourself this night. Oh God, whatever diverted my parent to problem, I refuse it today. Pray for yourself. Every power that diverted my parent, that diverted them in our homes to evil, to issues, pray for yourself. I will not repeat the failure of my parent. I will not repeat the failure in my family. Every negative pattern in my family, I break free from it. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray for yourself and say, Satan will not divert me to useless life. We are talking of pattern. Satan, hear me tonight. This one, you will not divert them to useless life. In the name of Jesus, say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, I declare with my mouth, Satan, you will not divert my life to useless life. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Satan, you will not divert me to useless life. You will not divert me to useless life. Pray for yourself tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to pray. Every demonic doorkeeper that they have appointed in my family, I stand and I sack you today. Hallelujah. Every demonic doorkeeper that is diverting the good of the family to somewhere else. I was telling my wife, a pastor, they saw it on the internet. On top of their altar like this, they only God know what break the ceiling. And for sure, black pot, everything. It was a Yoruba speaking place. That way you can hear what they were saying. And you can see pictures of the members that were locked up. Now, that was not even it. The man said he went to Rioke. He's in Babalawo's house camping. Church is praying that their father is in Orioke on the mountain. And the man is in Abali's house. Tonji as a Jefodu. You see, demonic doorkeeper, you are going to sack them today. Listen. Pastor's dad is an archbishop. If pastor gets home now and look at the gate man and say, gate man, you are the pastor now. If he say, gate man, I sack you. He remains circle. Even if you leave that place that day, Baba is somewhere and mommy they sack him. You are going to sack. Whoever appointed the demonic doorkeeper in your father's house, whoever appointed them, I sack them by the anointing of God. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Every demonic doorkeeper that is diverting good things away from me, that is diverting good things away from the family, I sack them today. I sack them today. I sack them today. I stand as a father in this house. Every demonic doorkeeper in and around you, I sack them today. I sack them today. He baranda yagada. ibedeto koshogede iboto koshogede ibaronta yagadagada leplede Isaka. Every demonic officer, every demonic gate that is diverting the blessings of the family, the good of the family, I sack them today. I sack them today. In Jesus' majesty name we pray. In the book of Galatians 3:13, that's the first major prayer we're going to pray. Galatians 3:13, you are going to pray, Father, I break every generational curse upon my life. Even doctors in UK, they understand what they call generational curse. You get there, they will say, is there anybody who have diabetes in your father, in your lineage? Does anybody suffer this? Even if they suffer it, I come out of it. I will not repeat their mistake. Patterns of marital failure in your family is canceled today. Patterns of unsuccessful marriage. Amen. In your family, it is canceled today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Galatians 3:30, it said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curses every man that is hung upon the tree. He already carried the curse for you and for me. Hallelujah. He has carried it. So you are going to say with me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break every generational curse and negative patterns in my family. By the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed from every inherited bondage, from every inherited curses. I decree that circles of failure, circles of sickness, circles of poverty, circles of oppressions, I have broken over my life. I am free. I am free. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every circle of poverty. Every circle of oppression. Every circle of failure. Every circle of sickness. Every circle of poverty. I am free from it. Because Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. I pray free today. I am free. I am free. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Jesus Christ became a curse for you. That every generational curse can be totally removed. Lord, I wipe them out today. Every generational delay, every generational pattern, I break from it today. I break from it today. I break from it today. Every tradition, every patterns, I break from it today. I break from it today. I break from it today. I pray for me today. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to pray. I break free from this is how it should be. Eh? They've said in your family, this is how it should be. I was talking to somebody. I said, oh, so people, that's how their marriage will be. I said, stop it. I said, for this one, it will not be like that. Until somebody stop it, something doesn't stop on its own. Until somebody stand up and say, no, I'm not taking this rubbish. You are going to pray. You are going to mention your name. I, Dario Luani, I refuse to repeat the evil patterns in my family. All those negative patterns, somebody needs to break free from it. It was last week I was telling us, somebody got married at 50 something and they were celebrating. That is early. When some people are already grandmother. We have grandmother 39, 40. And somebody is not getting married at 50 something and they are celebrating is early. No, that pattern stops. In this house, every wicked pattern, Every evil pattern, we stop it today in the name of Jesus. What make you to celebrate lateness? What make you to celebrate delay? We cancel this night in the name of Jesus. Every power that is orchestrating wicked pattern, every power that is rolling over patterns in your life, we break you free from it today in the name of Jesus. I stand with you. I hold you by the hands, and I walk you out of evil pattern today. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. As you are coming out, your children are coming out. Your whole household is coming out. No one will remain there. As you are coming out, your siblings are coming out. Your fathers are coming out. Your mothers are coming out. In the name of Jesus, say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father, I refuse to be according to what they say in my family. Every proverb in my family that says this is how it should be, I stand out. I am a child of God. I am victorious. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Do you know this prayer point that just come to my mind? You are going to pray. The power that make me to struggle before I get it. Everybody get things easy. Me and Mama were praying today. We are praying prayer in that similar for people. I was saying, Lord, these things, me and I, we get it easy. Everyone around us, let them get it easy. Any pattern that make you struggle before you get things in line. One person was talking. He said 9 years he was doing GCSE. He spent 5 years in school and spent 9 years to retake before he could pass. He said, by the time he was retaking, the people they were in secondary school, we come back to do a student association, they already graduate. But that's God of speed. That man will employ all of them now together. That God of speed will act in your behalf. Amen. That God of speed will act in your behalf. But let's pray this prayer. Whatever make me to struggle to get what everybody get easy, Lord, let that power be destroyed today. They will promise me, honey, don't worry, bring your passport. It will just scatter. At a point that, if I, the one that made me travel out of Nigeria, I would never believe in that it will ever work. But can I shock somebody? Since then, God has made that issue of paper easy for me. So somebody, you are going to cry to God. Somebody is going to get something you have been looking for. Amen. Easy this year. Amen. Will easily they will bring it to you. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Whatever everybody struggle to get in my father's house, in my mother's house, whatever my friends struggle to get, oh God, my Father, let me get it easy. Make it easy for me, oh God. Everything that I needed, Lord, make it easy for me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, make it easy for me. I will not struggle to get things people are getting with ease anymore. I will not struggle to get it anymore. Pray for yourself. Lord, make life easy for me. Let life be easy for me. Let me get things with ease, Lord. Let me get it with ease, Lord. Pray for yourself. All that I'm seeking, this 2025, let it come to me with ease. Let it come to me with ease. Let my healing come with ease. Let my promotion come with ease. Let my paper come with ease. Let my children come with ease. Let the husband come with ease. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Everything. The pattern of hard labor is broken. The pattern of hard labor is broken. The pattern of hard labor is broken. Pray for yourself. Jesus said, we pray. In Genesis 27, 20, Isaac looked at Jacob. He thought he was talking to Esau. He said, how did you get it so early? Somebody, you are going to pray. From today, let that be my story. That how did it come easy? How did it come early? We will celebrate with somebody else. This January will not close its mouth. Until your breakthrough is certified. Until your breakthrough begin to speak. Until your answer begin to speak. In the name of Jesus. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly? Because, you know why he said that? Because he used to find it so late. He used to come late. He said, how is it that you have found it so quickly? You are going to pray. The power of speed, the power of getting it quickly. What you have been doing so many times that never work, God said, I should tell you it will work now. Amen. It will work now. Amen. That's what I heard. Amen. You are going to pray the grace of easiness. Grace that makes it easy. Let it fall upon me. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. I refuse hard life. Let grace of easy life, grace of easy pattern, let it fall upon me. I refuse easy hard life. I refuse walk without result. I refuse walk before there is a result. Let there be easiness. Oluwa dai mi na lo. Ogbo adura baba. Oluwa ogbo adura. Let me low. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Lord, make it easy for me. Lord, make it easy for me. Let the relationship be easy. Let the process be easy. Let the approval be easy. Pray for yourself. Lord, make it easy for me. Make it easy for me. Make it easy for me. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. In the book of Psalm 138, verse 8. It says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And he went on, thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. He now said, forsake not thy whole hand. Mama, sherry bebaka. Sorry for those who don't understand Yoruba. You know the meaning is stronger than the English meaning. Is that the Lord will perfect that which concerned me? But Yoruba said, "Only why you share unto unchete me." He said, "God will do what concerns me completely. It will finish what He has started in me. Your love is eternal. Don't quit on me, Mama Eka. You good on." Don't quit now. Don't leave me now. Don't leave me now. I am the work of your hand. Don't abandon me now. What I'm asking for is according to your law. Don't abandon me now. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. I come to you tonight. I come against every demonic pattern in my Father's house. I come against everything that delay people in my family. I come against stagnations in my family. Oh God, you are God the perfect. All that concerns me, every spirit hindering my progress, I bind them today. I cast you out in Jesus' name. I declare I will advance and fulfill my destiny according to your perfect plan for me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Declare it. It says, do not forsake the work of your own hand. Oluwa ma se gbagbe ise owo re. Ise owo re ni mi Oluwa. Iwo lo da mi. Iwo lo mo mi. Iwo lo so pe mo ma sori re. Mama gbagbe. Likatoba logoda, eteko shota ya bale gede gede gede. Lord, do not forsake the work of your hands. Your mercy endure forever. Lord, perfect that which concerns me. Perfect that which concerns me. Oluwa mangba adura. Oluwa ogba adura. Pray to yourself. He said, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Oluwa yo se un to se te mi la se pe. Oba la se pe ni e Oluwa. Se te mi la se pe. Se te mi la se ye Oluwa. Dekara ile mi ba mi be Jesus ga. Oluwa se te mi la se pe. Hey, kushali de de ge de ge de ge do go do. Ibande koshombare de gede gede gede. Lete de gede pronto yagade kodo. Oh God, perfect that which concerned me. Perfect that which concerned me. Perfect that which concerned me. Oluwa, is your word enemy, Oluwa. I am the works of thy own hand. I am the works of thy own hand. Do not forsake me, Lord. Do not forsake me, Lord. What am I'm asking for is within your will. The healing I'm asking for is within your will. The husband I'm asking for is within your will. The children I'm asking for is within your will. Lord, do not forsake the work of your hands. Perfect that which concerned me. Make it perfect, oh God. Make it perfect, oh God. I am the work of your hands, Lord. I am the work of your hand. Is she a war enemy, Oluwa? Mama bagbe mi, Oluwa. Fi anu damilo. Fi anu damilo. Ogbo adura baba. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Don't forget, I said, make jolly we are praying on whatever is covered will be open. I will start on that tomorrow, don't worry. Let's deal with some. Hallelujah. Let's send the little foxes away. In the book of Proverbs 24, verse 16, please read it up quickly, son. I'm going to read it in different version and you will see what I'm looking at there. It said, for a just man falleth seven times. That's the just man. Who. So that you are falling does not mean you are righteous. It said, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. But when the just man falleth seven times, he rise up again. Somebody say, I will rise up again. I will rise up again. I will rise up again. Mama Baraka. 24:16. Olododo subu legbeje. Asitun dide. Amen. Yes, ma'am. They don't stay down long. Soon, they are up on their feet. Ahead of her. All your enemy will die this year. I'm not asking them to just fall. They need to die. They need to go for me. Ah, labor. Say with me, my father, my father. My father, my father. I reject and rebuke every circle of failure, every circle of disappointment in my life, in my home, in the life of my children, in the life of my loved one. By your power, I rise above every setback. I rise above every disappointment. I rise above everything that delayed me, and I walk into victory. Lord, let every closed door be open. Every closed door, let it be open. May I experience supernatural success in all I do. Lord, my Father, let me experience success in everything that I've been praying for. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Is that the righteous man fall seven times? It will surely rise again. You are going to pray. All my delay is not final. All my disappointment is not final. I am getting up. I am doing what they say I cannot do. Pray for yourself. Success in everything. Lord, I bounce back. At work, I bounce back. In my family, I bounce back. In my finances, I bounce back. In my relationship, I bounce back. No more failure. No more disappointment. No more reprieve. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. This scripture one, we are going to stand up and actually stamp on the head of the enemy. Give me Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19 said, I give you, behold, I give unto you. Abi, he has given unto me and you. I give unto you power to tread on serpent. So the power in your house that is turning them to snake to harass you, God says you should stamp on their head. The one that become a bird and fly, command it to fall down, let it die. The scorpion, and offer all the powers of the enemy. Did he remove any from there? All the powers of the enemy. And he said, and nothing shall by any means. Nothing. If I'm not happy, it's something that's not hurt me. I'm hurt if I'm not happy. So. If I'm delayed, am I not hurt? But the Bible says, yeah, nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said, but he's now told you, he said, I've given you power to tread. Another person said, to trample upon. You are going to pray. The Bible says, it said, the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. Eh? So it's not now. That seed, you are the seed of the woman. You need to bruise the head of the serpent. I've said to you this thing before. In my family, the woman who killed my father was enough to be able to be bold. Mama, I talk about him. He was able to bold and said, I'm the one who killed her. Go and do something. Why did he kill my father when their mother died? He said he needed the intestine of the cow. So, normally those who kill the cow carry the intestine. So, I think maybe my father forgot to tell those who killed the cow or whatever. Those who killed the cow carry the intestine go. And so the woman came. Yalebo, where is the intestine? I said, oh, sorry. I'll give you bigger meat. He said, no. What I asked for is a intestine. If you don't give me, I will use your own intestine to do it. And that's what killed my father. So when I was growing up, they told me, and I went to him, maybe a bit older than this boy, but I can't talk. So I went. I was in primary one or two, and I said, yeah, let go. They said, you are the one who killed my father. And I said, what will you do about it? And I said, no, you can't kill my father. You kill my father, you make me fatherless. I said, everybody is enjoying their father. You make me fatherless. He said, if you are not careful, I will kill you. And I said to him, I said, let's see. He was now raging, shouting. I said, let's see with that. You said you will kill me within 7 days. Let's see with that within 7 days. Let's say, I was not born again. I was in the Catholic Church, but stubborn in God. They dragged me from church. Anytime I go to church, they would drag me to leave church. I would remain there. I don't know how to pray. I just kneel down there and remain there. My mother used to say, I will just kneel down and be crying. And they would say, what's wrong with this one? The fifth day, the woman died. Because of what? You have power in your mouth. Proverbs 18:21 says, the power of death and life are in your tongues. You are going to pray. Every witches and wizard, you are going to stand up to pray this prayer. I trample them under my feet. I crush your bones. I crush your skull. You cannot torment me anymore. You are under my feet. Open your mouth, pray for yourself, and stamp on their head. Stamp on their feet. That old woman that is terrorizing everybody in my family. Oh God, I break their head. Anything you can bad one woman me. I'm gonna break your head. Pray for yourself. That one that caused me delay in marriage. I break your head. I break your head. I break your head. I trample you under feet. I trample you under my feet. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. I mash on your head. I mash on your head. I scatter you. I scatter you. Ekubala daga dogo doge de. Ibre de dege 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 de. Ibala daga gada. Pray for yourself. The power that want me to remain poor, I break your head. The power that want me to remain in poverty, I break your head. The power that want me to be crying all over, I break your head. The power that want me to be struggling all my life, I break your head. Break their head. The Bible says, I've given you power. Walk with the power of God. Tread upon the serpent. Tread upon the scorpion. And over all the powers of the enemies in your father's house, of the witches and the wizards, trample them under your foot. Trample them under your foot. Because my Bible says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing will hurt you anymore. Your disappointment is over. Your sickness is over. Your delay is over. Trample them. Walk over them. Walk over them. Walk over them. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to pray this way while you are sitting Sunday. Every association of wicked one concerning me, give them three conditions. Stop the meeting. Or die. They should die. Okay. They should die. Three conditions. They should die. Number two, their meeting place should be destroyed. Every record they hold against you should be erased. So we have agreed that they should die. Their COVID should be roasted into fire. Every record they keep upon you that nobody else will transfer to, let the record be destroyed. Say with me, my father, my father, my father, my father, I stand with the authority to trample upon serpent, upon scorpion, because your word says, by no means shall they hurt me. And so I decree with my mouth, every association of the wicked one against me, let them die one by one. Let them die one by one. Let them die one by one. Their meeting place, let it be gutted with fire. Let their meeting place, catch fire. Let their meeting place catch fire. Oh God, every record that they keep concerning me, every record that they keep concerning my marriage, every record that they kept because of my wife, because of my children, Lord, neutralize it in their mind. Reformat their brain. Reformat their brain. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. While you are still standing, we are closing now. Don't worry, Mama. Colossians 2:14. That's the song you will sing before the end of this month. It said, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances. What are the ordinances? Evil powers. That was against us, which was contrary to us. Abi? It was contrary to us. And took it out of the way, nailing to the cross. My God. Don't know that is against us. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. The slate wiped clean. The arrest warrant canceled. So they put the arrest warrant in Victor Batiri Edimo. Wherever they see him, arrest him. He said it is canceled. You are going to cry to God. Every handwriting against me, every record against me, whether written or spoken, oh God, wipe it out clean right now. Open your mouth and pray. Every handwriting, every evil that make me to repeat the patterns of my father, the patterns of my mother, let it wipe clean. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every handwriting, against me and my family, against me and my children, against me and my money. I wipe it out right now. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this specific prayer and then one more prayer and then we go. You are going to pray. Whoever have been a blessing to, anyone that I've given money to before or given them my clothes that want to use what I've used to bless them to fight me. Or whoever has my picture or whoever has my clothes, I wanted to use it to torment me. Fire from above. Begin to torment them. Take away their peace. Take away their sleeper. Take away what makes them to be happy. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Anyone that has enjoyed blessing from me before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sit down for 1 minute. Is it man at the console? Luke 12:2-3. That's the prayer you pray from now till we come tomorrow. I want to explain it. Luke 12:2-3. That's the prayer we will be praying from now till tomorrow. And then we take one more prayer point and we say, look at what the Bible says. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. For there is nothing covered. Your glory that is covered, God says it will be revealed. Amen. Your career that is covered, and I don't see my love because cover. God says it shall be revealed. Amen. Is that neither hid that shall not be known? Even if they hide it under the water, under the sea. God say it shall be known. Look at verse 3. He said, therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light. What they are saying in their coven, you will just be hearing it. He said, and that which ye have spoken in the air in the closet, even when they are whispering to themselves in the closet, the Bible says it shall be proclaimed upon the housetop. What the Bible is saying is, actually won't go back. They cannot hide again. So that is the prayer tomorrow. Please, I want us to try our best to use this to pray. If you can, if you are somebody who doesn't sleep too far, too hard, if you wake up in the middle of the night, pray this major prayer. Lord, anything that is covered about me, Lord, let it be revealed. Let my glory be revealed. Let my marriage be revealed. Let my husband be revealed. Let my baby be revealed. Let my career be revealed. Ogo mi ogo do sun le mo. So that is the I decided to make it because I announced it on Sunday. I said this is what we are praying for the 3 days. So what we are praying now is to remove the hand of the enemy and come and descend on this topic. Anything that is covered, please, I beg you. Others that are not here may not come. That's their problem. You that you are here, please try your best. Come and pray tomorrow. And then come and pray the remaining one day on Saturday. Listen, between now and the end of March, everyone here under the sound of my voice, we have a testimony to hear. And I said it last week. You go and write it down within the next 6 months. You will just be hearing that old witch is dead. Amen. That big tree in your father's house that did not allow that tree to rise. You will just say, they don't die. Amen. I told my wife, I said, when they are dying, she should not worry, she should just sit down the Lord. I'll go there, go dance. Amen. I'm expecting there'll be plenty. They need, No, I won't even allow her to go. Let her stay. I need to stay there and be danced. One by one, there are plenty for my father's house, my mother's house, where I married from. They should be there one by one. Aye, oni jogbawa. They need to move. So please pray tomorrow. Pray overnight. Wake up in the morning, pray. Anything that is covered, don't open it. There's a woman here. By the middle of this year, when they die, those who think you cannot amount to something, when you look at you, how did God do it? Listen, I'm not saying anything to make anybody happy. I say it as I hear it. You want me to put the four of you in fasting and leave you in the church till tomorrow morning? You will sleep in the altar. We put a pack of water for you to drink tea tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. They will enjoy it anyway. There are so many angels coming to the church regularly nowadays. Hallelujah. May those angels appear to you.
Amen.
The angel that doesn't refuse instruction, may he go to your enemy's house.
Amen.
And kill them all.
Amen.
The angel that came to Egypt and kill all their firstborn, may he go to your enemy's house and kill all your enemies in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can we pray one more prayer and then we close? It's past 8 now. Holy Ghost. There's a prayer point I wrote down. And I want to pray the way I received it. Deuteronomy 28:12. I told some people on Sunday, I said, financial breakthrough is coming to this house in a big way. Or some of you, you will still be doing the same job, but you will just not know where the money is coming from. Deuteronomy 28:12 said, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Your struggle is over.
Amen.
your financial struggle is over. The pattern of financial struggle is over. In the name of Jesus. He said, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land, in this season, your own land, and to bless all the work of thy hands. He didn't just say your career, all the works. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. What God is saying is, the season of overdraft is over. The season of let me take short loan is over. Some of you, if you want to take your account to another bank, bank will send officer to come and visit you in there. And your land. Unscheduled. So you don't need to see the sky fill up with cloud for the rain to come. You know what he's saying, Barakin, is you don't even need to walk. For somebody to say, ah, we just feel like blessing you. When they just wake up at work and say, ah, you have been with us for so long, we just feel we should reward you. And tens of thousands of pounds just rolling. And you are saying, ah. You know, something they will do, they will finish, the check will apply your account before their eyes wide open. Yes, sir. The work you take in hand.
You will lend to many nations, but you yourself will not have to take out a loan.
You know, for those who do studies, always use other versions of the Bible to do your studies. King James is good, but rise on your feet and pray this one prayer. Can I say this? Sincerely, I don't know, maybe only one of you may not relate to this. There's nobody here. Yeah, that if your father is actually rich, you will not bother coming to London. If I'm talking about actual rich, I'm not talking of we have a house in Lekki. Actual rich. If somebody's father died and they gave you 20 houses in Ikeja, so what will you, what job would you do in London? A lady got married, is here, the husband is in Nigeria. He was saying, oh, my husband must come, because that guy is good. The day she visited Nigeria, she refused to come back. The street where Tinubu has house in Ikoyi, the father has 5 units. The father has 5 units. The lady said, what are they doing in London? Somebody, you are going to cry to God. The God that blesses. Let pattern of struggle end in my life. Give me financial breakthrough. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. God that blesses one heart, let her season of financial hardship, let it end in my life. You are God that blesses. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. God that gives somebody riches. And say, I am the one that give you power to make wealth, and I had no sorrow. Whatever is making me to sorrowfully get money, let it end today. My life should not be a prison sentence of hard labor. Oh God, make my life easy. Whatever has been covered that make my life to be in hardship, Lord, uncover it today. Give me peace all around, Lord. Every area, area of money, area of peace of mind, area of whatever, Lord, let it be settled. Give me all that settlement, oh God. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you all the glory. The Bible says in Genesis 22:8, Is that Isaac sold in the land? And the same year, he reaped hundredfold. The Bible says he waxed strong and stronger and stronger. The Bible record shows that Isaac is more richer than Abraham, his father. If you go down the line, Solomon was much, much richer than David. Lord, whatever we need to be better than our father and our mother, Lord, give unto us today in the name of Jesus. Amen. This prayer and fasting, let it draw line against every repeated evil in our life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let congratulations. Let the sound of rejoicing, the sound of, oh, God has done it, let it be heard in my house in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, visit every home here, Lord. Amen. Visit every individual here. Amen. Lord, I pray one more time that that man will rejoice. Amen. That that lady will rejoice. Every delay is over now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship and adore you. Lord, I release unprecedented grace. Amen. Unstoppable mercy. Amen. Unto your children. Amen. As we go home to come tomorrow to wait upon you, give us strength. Amen. The ability to pray. Amen. And to pray through. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. If you feel like giving your offering,